Do you need a faith increase? Don't be afraid to admit it if you do. Some great men of God in olden times encountered doubt. Under God's orders in 1 Kings 18, Elijah gathered 850 false prophets and challenged them to prepare a bullock for sacrifice. But, Elijah said, put no fire under it. Call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God. The pagans cried out to their god Baal until noon. Elijah ridiculed them. Cry aloud, for he is a god. Perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened. They became so intense that they began to cut themselves and blood gushed out. No fire. At last they gave up. Elijah prepared his sacrifice and commanded that the wood on the altar be soaked with water three times. Then he prayed, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Whoosh! The fire of the Lord fell and consumed the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dust, and even the water in the trenches. The people glorified God, and Elijah ordered the execution of the false prophets. What great faith, Abraham said, you say. But no, the wicked Queen Jezebel sent word to him, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Elijah ran like a scalded dog. He said, it is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's. His faith had failed, but his merciful God strengthened him. Not many months after, the Almighty sent a chariot and took him to heaven in a whirlwind. Yes, my friend, things are not always as we want them, but I'm thankful to God for telling us of the strengths and weaknesses of his men of faith. I'm James Andrews, and that is my humble opinion.